What's up, guys? I'm Tiana, and I'm here with my friend Kaylee.
Hi.
And we're discussing the topic of whether school discipline is fair, inadequate, and racist. When I started the research paper, I didn't realize how many racial disparities there really were in school discipline, and I found a couple interesting quotes that actually took me by surprise, and one of them is the fact that more than 1 in 10 children born between 1998 and 2000 in large U.S. cities were suspended or expelled by age 9 when most were in 3rd grade. I found this to be pretty shocking because these kids are pretty young, and I was wondering how you, Kaylee, how do you feel when I read this quote aloud?
I definitely wouldn't expect that due to their age and, like, how bad could what they have done really been.
Exactly. And one of the points that I also proved in my research paper was the fact that teachers these days are focusing on moving towards the harshest punishment possible for a kid, and they're not really focusing on what's best for that student, whether they should be in school suspended or like a detention or something. Nobody's focusing on that. They're just focusing on how hard can they hit this kid so that they don't ever make this mistake again. And the American Institutes for Research shows that getting suspended or expelled increases students' risk for falling into unproductive behavior, which in turn affects their social and emotional development, academic performance, and life trajectories. Okay, Lee, you've been suspended, right?
Yes.
Now, can you tell me if you feel during your suspension if it caused you to fall into any unproductive behavior, whether that be social, emotionally, academically, or just in your general life?
Academically, I fell behind, and since over my suspension I wasn't really doing anything, I kind of caught on to that habit of not having to do anything. And so when I got back into school, I would postpone my homework until later, to the point where I just, like, stopped doing it at times.
That is exactly how I feel, because that same exact thing happened to me. Kaylee, do you believe that school officials should be trying to use new approaches in order to help reduce the time that students spend out of school as punishments?
Honestly, yes, because most kids are going to want to make themselves feel better about it, and they're probably just going to tell themselves, like, hey, I'm not in school, so I can use this time to do whatever I want. And they're still going to have fun and not really use the time as an actual punishment. Whereas if there was an in-school suspension, they could be in school still, and they wouldn't be able to have that fun. It would still be a punishment, and they could work on their schoolwork.
And another quote that I wanted to bring up was the fact that about 40% of non-Hispanic black boys were suspended or expelled, compared to 8% of non-Hispanic white or other race boys. And I wanted to know, how do you feel when you hear something like this?
I mean, you're gonna get that thought of, well, what was the situation? But due to, like, modern stereotypes, it does lead you to think if, like, maybe there's, like, some racism issues going on.
I also wanted to bring up that secondary schools suspend or expel 2 million students each year, mostly for nonviolent offenses such as disruption, disrespect, tardiness, and dress code violations. How does this make you feel? If you knew that people are getting suspended and expelled for minor things such as this?
I think it's honestly really stupid. Suspension and expulsion should be saved for more extreme cases, like actual, like, violence and threats and things like that, things that are actually going to be putting people in harm's way, rather than, like, if somebody was to, like, disrupt class. Like, that's not a big deal.
So you would agree that administration and teachers should be focusing on aiming school discipline to create an environment that is more suitable for learning, that's safe and enjoyable, rather than aiming for an environment that just kicks children out and takes away the direct access that they have to critical learning that they actually need?
Yes.
All right, well, that's all for this podcast. Shout out to Kaylee for sitting here and answering these questions for me.
Bye.